Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about some people who feared the Lord, but not really all the way. I'm going to read to you from 2 Kings chapter 17, verses 32 and 33, where we read this. So they feared the Lord, and from every class they appointed for themselves priests of the high places who sacrificed for them in the shrines of the high places. They feared the Lord, yet served their own gods, according to the rituals of the nations from among whom they were carried away. God brought his judgment against the kingdom of Israel, the 10 northern tribes, through the army of Assyria. The Assyrians forced them to relocate to other parts of their empire. Then they brought in the conquered from other lands to repopulate the now empty land of Israel. But these foreign newcomers to the land of Israel didn't honor the God of Israel. The Lord, Yahweh, the covenant God of Israel, sent his judgment against these newcomers for their idolatry. So the Assyrians sent a priest from among the Israelites who were removed from the land, and they sent him to teach the newcomers about the Lord. The newcomers did what the priest told them to do, in part, not completely. 2 Kings chapter 17, verse 29 says that every nation continued to make gods of its own. The priest for hire brought in by the Assyrians did not tell the new inhabitants of the land that they must only worship the Lord God of Israel. He did not teach it because, coming from Israel, he did not believe it. And then 2 Kings chapter 17, verse 33 says it very well. They feared the Lord, yet served their own gods. This described the pagan peoples that the Assyrians brought in to populate the areas of the northern kingdom of Israel. They gave a measure of respect to the God of Israel. After all, they didn't want to be eaten by lions. Yet they also served their own gods and picked and chose among religious and spiritual beliefs as it pleased them. This accurately described the pagan newcomers who repopulated Israel. This accurately described the kingdom of Israel before they were conquered in exile. But this also accurately describes common religious belief in the modern world today. Don't you know people like this? They give some respect to God, the God of the Bible. Maybe even they attend church. And other people might look at them and think, well, there goes someone who fears the Lord. Despite all that, they also serve their own gods. Charles Spurgeon said this in the year 1876. He said, "Is not worldly piety or pious worldliness the current religion of England? They live among godly people and God chastens them and they therefore fear him, but not enough to give their hearts to him." What Spurgeon said of England in his own day is true of many more nations today. Is it true of you? We can bow down before many of our own gods. Ask God to examine your heart and your life for hidden idolatry.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.org.